Let's begin, though, with a new pipeline. A new pipeline. We've heard about a lot about the Enbridge Line 5 pipeline, but there's another one, a major line that's going to run through parts of Michigan that could mean a big economic boost to us here locally. Dr. Gary Wolfram is with us. He's Hillsdale College professor of economics. Gary, great to have you on WILS.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's called the Rover Pipeline, and am I right to say you've been studying it for several years now?
Yeah, we've been looking at Professor Charles Steele and I have been looking at it for at least 2 years. We did a paper a couple years ago explaining how it benefits the agricultural sector in particular, because the agricultural sector uses a lot of natural gas, both in the energy that they need to run their machinery and in production of chemicals that produce like fertilizer uses natural gas.
Now where does the line run exactly?
Well, the line runs basically through Michigan, Ohio, and Michigan on up into Canada, mm-hmm. and it's bringing oil from West Virginia, Ohio, and Pennsylvania fields, natural gas, mm-hmm. Bringing natural gas in from those areas. And natural gas is a very important economic input into lots of different things. That yeah. also we'll note that it's reduced the greenhouse gas emissions in the United States substantially.
How does that benefit us? Because is the line done right now, or what's the status?
The line is under construction, and they hope to have it done sometime by mid-November, mm-hmm. Hope to have it fully operational, and in which case it also will generate a lot of tax revenue for the state, about $6 million in property taxes and mm-hmm. about $8.5 million in sales tax annually. Mm-hmm. And it'll create about 1,500 jobs, construction jobs, directly in Michigan.
Yeah, and we hear environmental groups getting upset about any kind of pipeline. Has there been any reaction to this one?
Well, yeah, I mean, the environmental groups should be happy to have natural gas because it's going to be replacing much more greenhouse-emitting coal, mm-hmm. And it's going to replace some of the nuclear energy plant that is being phased out.
Okay.
So they should really be happy with this. Now, like anything else, if you're going to produce railroad, are you going to produce the national highway system, it's going to reduce the cost of transporting your goods and services.
Right. Now the gas itself, is just running through Michigan, or is it going to be used here in any way?
It's going to be used in Michigan, yes. It'll be used in Michigan, as I said, farmers will benefit a lot from that.
Mm-hmm.
Manufacturers, chemical manufacturers, use in reducing the cost of electricity, which includes lots of manufacturers.
So they're replacing the use of coal power with natural gas?
Yes. That's going on nationally, but mm-hmm. this will make it, this will be able to deliver the natural gas that is going to be used in production of electricity.
And the gas is coming from Pennsylvania, you were saying?
It's coming from Pennsylvania and Ohio and West Virginia.
Hmm, okay, because we have quite a lot of natural gas here in Michigan, too, right?
We do. Yeah. And it's sort of interesting that that the amount of natural gas, like I said, has been reducing greenhouse gas emissions by a substantial amount.
Mm-hmm.
The safety record is really amazing. If you're going to need the natural gas, so it's really a question of how you transport it. In 99.99% of all petroleum products that are transported by pipeline arrive at their destination safely. There's a good article by the United States Department of Transportation Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration.
Mm.
And it says that the life expectancy of a properly constructed pipeline is virtually endless.
Well, yeah, but that's what a lot of times these oil companies will say. I'm curious, because with your work on the Rover pipeline, your research there, what do you make of the reaction over the Enbridge Line 5 pipeline in the Straits of Mackinac?
Well, I haven't looked at that. But it's all a matter of, it is a matter of risk. There is some risk of anything. Just getting in your car and driving to work entails some risk, and you decide that you're going to undertake that risk. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I haven't looked at
the Line 5 pipeline.
Line 5 pipeline, yeah. I've not looked at that. I know, but I can tell you that pipelines are the safest way to move natural gas, and we are going to be using natural gas. It's reduced the amount of oil that we've had to consume from other countries. It has reduced the use of coal. Mm-hmm. It's something that we need, and yeah, you got to move it.
Right,
and
if you want a certain standard of living, look, you're going to need energy of in one way or the other, right? You can't avoid that.
I mean, if poor people gain the most from all this, because I mean, what if you don't have, you know, if you don't have electricity to run your hospitals, if you don't have electricity to generate goods and services, then you know we'll find, you know, wealthier people will find more expensive ways to get the electricity. But if you reduce the cost of electricity, it really aids poor people.
Yeah, it's interesting because we talk to environmental groups and get their perspective, but typically whenever they talk about any positive spin on energy, it tends to come from the companies themselves. What do you make of that? That's their feeling on it.
Well, you know, if you say, gee, we don't want any risk, we're not going to move natural gas, we're not going to move coal, really, that just isn't a reasonable way to look at things.
Yeah, they of course are talking about green energy, right? That's their dream of having mostly a green energy as a source.
Well, if you want, yes, you can have solar power, et cetera, but you can't have it for a very long time. I mean, I've been looking at research on solar power, and yes, I think that's a really good thing that's going to happen eventually, mm-hmm. but it's not going to happen in the immediate future. And you know, you still got to run your hospitals until you figure out a way to make it so that Michigan can have enough solar power to, you know, run everything.
Yeah. And how much more natural gas now? How much more of a presence is it having as compared to how much we use it just a year or two ago?
Oh yeah, we've been using more natural gas. I don't have exactly the number either nationally or in Michigan, mm-hmm. But you can look that up. You can look that up using the Department of Energy mm-hmm. Websites. But you know, it is the wave of the near future, right, in terms of how we're going to produce electricity. It's a lot cheaper than coal now. Natural gas prices have been falling, and the reason they're falling is because we can move it.
Right. The main criticism I've heard about natural gas is the whole fracking thing, right? Getting it out of the ground can be potentially problematic.
Well, yeah, but you know what? We've been doing fracking since the 1960s in Michigan. There's questions about any way that you get that you get energy. Mm-hmm. I am not well enough versed to know about whether fracking is. And it's really the horizontal drilling that was the advancement. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that the injections are, you know, people say they might be causing earthquakes in, you know, Oklahoma or someplace.
Right.
But, you know, and I don't know enough about that to really comment on it, mm-hmm. other than to emphasize that there are risks involved in everything, and it's really a trade-off. And if you don't want to have electricity, if you don't want to have chemicals, if you don't want to have fertilizer for your, you know, for your agricultural products, mm-hmm. well, you can do that, but we'll all live a lot less poorly.
Yeah. Now the Rover pipeline. What company will own that pipeline?
I believe that Rover owns
it. Oh, Rover. That's the name of the company. Okay.
Yeah.
They're a big player in the natural gas industry there. It's Dr. Gary Wolfram. He's a professor of economics at Hillsdale College. And you were, was it two, 3 years you spent studying the potential of this?
Yes. Professor Charles Steele and I have been looking at it for a couple of years, yes.
Excellent. Dr. Gary Wolfram here on WILS. Gary, great to have you. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Yep, it's coming. The Rover pipeline is going to be done by November. It sounds like it'll be online and moving natural gas across Michigan.